Now, most people would start with Kings, but I'm going to start with St. Paul. Confusing St. Paul. To tell us that all of us are predestined to the kingdom of heaven. That God has called each of us in various ways. Most of the time, through the help of someone else. Whether it was mom or dad or godparents or other family members or someone we got used to dealing with in life and they brought us to faith. But God has called us. It's not enough to answer that call. It's necessary that we know that God Himself entered the world in Jesus, suffered, died, rose from the dead, and is in the kingdom of heaven to justify ourselves and to bring us to glory. So that's a great thing to celebrate, to understand. The kingdom of heaven, yes. We're all ready to get to the kingdom of heaven. We pray for our loved ones who go before us. We believe they're in the kingdom of heaven. But each of us, to a person, I'm sure, would say, not this morning, Lord. Give me a little more time. Give me some more opportunity. I think to a person, each of us should absorb the prayer of Solomon, the son of David, who finds himself called to lead the people. How could he follow in his father's footsteps, David? So it says in a dream, God speaks to Solomon. It says, ask anything that you would want. And he says, well, give me an understanding heart. And God answers and says, because you didn't ask for riches, fame, opportunities, you didn't ask for a long life. You didn't ask for revenge against your enemies. I will give you this. This should be the mandate for each of us, as it should be the mandate for kings and queens and presidents. And premiers, for senators, for governors, for congressmen, for mayors, for aldermen, for everyone, to have an understanding heart and compassion that we might do well with what God gives us responsibilities to do. This is the quest that each of us seeks. I like the original long gospel with the third parable. The third parable is about the net that's tossed into the sea, and then they separate the good from evil. What's worth keeping and what's worth disregarding. Because I was a fisherman, not with a net, because that was cheating, but with hook and line. And, you know, there's a prayer for fishermen that, you know, when it comes time to leave here, that God would find us worthy to keep. An understanding heart. This is what our God's people pray for. We know what has been done for us. Our action is to have that understanding heart in all of our interactions and the occasions of our crossing paths with each other. This is the message of today. What more worthy thing to seek is an understanding heart? Amen.